Oh, g'day, viewers. Okay, it's another quick one in the usual fashion. Just finished putting gloss on the interior. Yeah, fair bit of work involved. Even though the boat wasn't damaged in any way, it was just had all the paint flaking off and a lot of weathering on the timber. And I'd originally painted an entire coat, and then this half, a second coat, three coats on the seats, and I'd done all that with a brush. And when I come to put the second coat on this other half of the hull on the underside, and I started brushing it, and I was sort of worrying about how much lacquer I was using up. There was also a risk of dripping it on areas that were already finished as well. So, I got the spray gun out, thinned it down a bit, and should have done all the coats that way, really. Like, it took all 15 minutes. Yeah, not just that side of the hull. I went, give another light coat over this part of this side of the hull, another light coat over the seats, and took all of 15 minutes. Whereas, just to brush that half of the hull would have been probably 2 hours, and so really made a difference. Anyway, a couple of things I want to point out. These Rolex plates, they were really, I don't know if they were on the, they were sort of a dark brown colour anyway. I don't know how you get that on brass. Like brass will normally go green when it corrodes, like these. See, I'll have to clean those up as well, these plates here. They weren't green like that, they were just a dark brown colour. So anyway, I went over them with some wet 400, shined them up, and also the screws that were holding them in, they were like a rounded stainless, and they just didn't suit the age of it to begin with, and it just looked totally out of place. So, countersunk the holes, put some countersunk flathead brass screws in it just to match. And firstly, I tried to buy some. I couldn't buy any flathead brass screws anyway. Like originally, I was just going to put the dome head ones on it, but I couldn't get them, and then I couldn't even get countersunk ones. And fortunately, I had some of these in a drawer. So, but they were a little bit narrow for the holes, like they didn't really tighten down hard. Well, a couple of them did, but most of them sort of didn't really bond that well. So, I just put a bit of super glue down in the holes, screwed the screws into it, and that'll stop them coming loose. That'll hold them in, no problem at all. And then went over the plates after I'd put them in, was just with some clear enamel, spray enamel, and but the thing with doing that, this is a sort of a trick thing. If you got something that looks a bit average, you can take the focus off it by putting something on that looks nice. See, so when you look at the boat, the first thing you look at, your eyes will be drawn to these brass plates. And it takes the focus off looking for imperfections, or having imperfections stand out. So a little bit of effort can make a really big difference to certain things. Even these badges, I didn't put these badges on, but Maybe you can actually see them. Oh yeah, you can see them. I didn't put them badges on, they're already on, but they really are in a good place, because just below that, this timber here was really badly damaged. This timber on the transom on the inside, and I sort of sanded as much as I could, but yeah, as much as I wanted to put that, yeah, the amount of time into, but yeah, I sort of went home pretty thoroughly, but they didn't clean up that well. They're still rough as, but as I said, those badges are in a really good spot, because when you look at it, your focus goes immediately to the badges, and it sort of draws your attention away from the fact that the surface of the timber isn't that great. One thing I want to show you, most of it's come up pretty good. I put a lot of time into the gunnel rails and the seats, and yeah, most of it actually looks pretty decent. And if I can catch this in the light, the camera's going to show it or not. But I've just got one area here. And when you're sanding timber, always run your sandpaper with the grain of the timber. Run it along. Don't ever go across it. You know, or if you do have to, then go back over it in. Yeah, with the grain of the timber. But I don't know if you can see this or not. I hope you can. But there's scratches going across it, diagonally across it. It's only on this one bit. It's between here and here. So, yeah, that was a mistake on my part. So, but yeah, it really does. Like I can see it, it just stands out. As soon as you get the deflection off the shine, you can see these scratches going across it. So anyway, I'll wait till this, what I've sprayed. Like, I didn't respray these today. No, I done 2 days ago with a brush. But yeah, I'll wait till, because there's probably a little bit of overspray up on top of it. But, so I'll wait till tonight, just until, you know, the rest of the paint's dry enough to not have dust stick to it. And yeah, I'll sand over these again a bit more carefully and run with the timber and take these lines out. So the lines, the scratches will still be there. Yeah, unless you go over it and over it and over it with finer grades of paper. But yeah, what I'm getting to is that scratches that run along with the timber aren't going to stand out. They won't look out of place. But yeah, when they cut across the timber, yeah, they look bad. Yeah, I tied this block in. I was going to be turning it upside down. This block just sits in there, holds the mast in. So yeah, just tied that in. Keep it in place, because yeah, I'll be delivering it upside down and everything, and yeah, it'll probably spend most of its life upside down on the stands that I made. If you haven't watched the previous video, yeah, they're pretty rough, but yeah, it doesn't matter. It's only a stand to bait up on. These go on the right holes, and these ones, yeah, bolt onto some short bits of timber which I got over here. So the piece of steel bolts into that. I've got threads in those pieces of steel. And yeah, I've just tucked a bit of rubber on the bottom, just so, because it rests against the seat. So yeah, just so it doesn't damage the timber. Yeah, near the other bits that bolt on across the top of those stands. And yeah, if you're interested in that, there was a video on that showing them when they're on the bait. And yeah, so now I can get on with the outside. The outside will be a whole lot easier and quicker. Just, I got to scrape this paint off. It's whatever it is, the lacquer fries it up. It reacts to it. Done a little bit on the inside, but yeah. Take it all off and then, yeah, run across it with the sander. That's a bonus with the outside. You can just, yeah, quickly run across the whole lot with the orbital sander. no dramas, so it should come together pretty quick. The other thing I'm going to do just to save paint, so notice on the inside, wherever there's bare timber, it just absorbs the lacquer. Yeah, it's taken like three coats to cover it, just to get a little bit of a gloss on it. So, excuse me. Now, what I'm planning to do on the outside, and I should have done this on the inside too, but although I haven't tested it yet, it's still only a theory at the moment. But, I'm going to get a little bottle of wood glue, which is water-based. Thin it down with some water and then spray the hull of the bare timber with this thin wood glue and see if I can seal it up before putting the lacquer on, just so that it doesn't just absorb all the lacquer, because I don't want to run out again. I've already bought, like, this is a second tin, and they're not cheap. So, but this is the cheapest marine lacquer I could buy. That was $106 at Bunnings. But you want to go up to the premium stuff, you can pay $300 for a 4 litre tin. So it's not something you want to waste. Other than that, I had the rudder had been found, but it's missing the handle. It's over in the shed. I should drag it out so I can show you, but anyway, I'll show you that later. But the handle, like, it just mounts on the back here, and then it's got a handle. And usually on these older boats, the handles are sort of stylish. They generally come up and then curl over like this sort of thing. And it'd be nice if I could find out exactly what type of bait it is, then I could look up and see how the original one was designed and try and copy it. And also, like, that's a Huon point as well, same as the boat. So the owner's got a little bit of Huon point up there. So when I take the boat back, I'll try and find a bit of Huon point that's the right thickness and right width, and we'll make a handle that's a little bit stylish. But there'll probably be another whole video on that, actually. So, all right, well, I've rambled on enough, and it's taken a long time to get to this stage, mostly because so many other things to do, and because of the weather, winter in Tasmania, you get a lot of rain. You get rain at least once a week. You don't go more than 2 weeks in winter without getting rain of some kind. So, it really does slow down doing things like this. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. And we'll come back to it when I've made some progress on the outside. Okay, thanks for watching. Bye.